Welcome to a new Pro Show Spotlight.
This is a new series of podcasts and posts brought to you by Photodex at Skip Cohen University.
From slick iOS apps
to robust desktop authoring software,
Photodex makes products that empower photographers and creative types to do more with their digital content.
Now working together with SCU, they're helping you develop the components you need to make your business stronger,
increase revenue,
and establish more brand awareness.
Here's your host, Skip Cohen.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a Building Your Business Spotlight. Working together with Photodex, we wanted to find better ways to help you build a stronger, more efficient business. And I don't know of a better way than to introduce you to some of the most respected people in photography today. It's time for you to meet Corey Ryan, an Austin, Texas-based wedding photographer. Now, the fun of everything that Corey does is, well, just to say she's enthusiastic about wedding photography would be a huge understatement. She doesn't just focus on her clients, but on building relationships. And in her bio, there's a great quote I want to read. Quote, "I absolutely love my job and love the wonderful families I get to meet every weekend. I've been blessed with a wonderful husband and baby girl, so I know how important family photo heirlooms are," close quote. And that really says so much about the way Corey looks at her business and why she enjoys it so much. So Corey, this is now the cue for your lips to move. Welcome to Building Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me, Skip. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
Well, you've got a lot to be proud of and a lot of great images on your site. And it really does come across that you know, you're about relationship building just as much as you are about photo. But let's start with, what made you want to be a photographer? How did all this get started?
That is a good question. I actually went to school for film and video production and was an editor for the first 3 or 4 years of my career. So it's kind of similar creatively, but I ended up getting kind of burnt out being in front of the computer all the time and wanted something where I could still sort of be my own boss. I was still being creative, but a little more social, a little more, you know, interactive and, you know, having a feeling of just meaningfulness to my daily tasks. So, you know, the jump from videography to photography wasn't a huge one. I already had some clients. I had been freelancing for a video company that did a lot of weddings. So I'd been around weddings. I knew I enjoyed them and was just sort of looking for a little bit of a change. And photography, you know, just made sense and fit the bill.
What made you choose wedding photography specifically? Because it takes a very special temperament. I've assisted on 2 weddings in my life. Both of them were helping Dennis Reggie, and they were both Kennedy weddings, and they were huge. I would never have the patience. And the stories that I hear, you know, every now and then you get a bunch of wedding photographers together and you get into the bridezilla stories and some of the challenges. I'm just curious. The link to photography is absolutely natural and perfect, but what is it that made you want to literally, I'm going to say it, go into the lion's den? Because I think wedding photography is some of the toughest, one of the toughest specialties out there. You have absolutely almost no control.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's challenging about wedding photography is you have to be, you know, good at portraits, good at photojournalism, good at food photography, good at, you know, psychology, understanding what's going on or family dynamics, somebody stressed out, you know, helping them deal with that. So it is definitely a challenge, but I think there's a lot of personalities out there that like a challenge, and, you know, mine would be one of them. But like I said, you know, compared to me sitting in a dark room in front of a computer all day, moving around video and soundtracks, I really felt like at the end of the day, what I was creating on a wedding day was something that was really going to be valued and cherished by families. I felt like I was doing, you know, something important that had a lot of value to my client. And, you know, even though every weekend is unpredictable, like you don't know what the lighting is going to be like. Am I going to be shooting in the pouring rain. I don't know if you heard about the crazy floods that happened here Memorial Day 2 years ago, but
oh yeah,
you know, we, you know, I was shooting that weekend, as most people were. So anyway, but the unexpected is something you learn to deal with and learn to get good at, and maybe even, you know, find exciting, because you're not doing the same thing every weekend. You get to meet a lot of different families. Of course, you're going to encounter some bridezillas over the years. I've been doing this for over a decade, so it's going to happen. But I think also, you know, if you put your personality out there and you build relationships so that your clients really trust you, you're going to see less and less of that as your career goes on, because you're going to sort of attract the people that are like you. So I'm not saying, you know, everything that you're saying, of course, is true, but, you know, the stress kind of goes away over the years. You get the confidence to know, like, I can deal with any of these situations. I've been there. I've done that. And as long as you approach every day with just a positive attitude, like, I'm here to do the best I can do. The best I can do is the best I can do. And do the best you can do for your clients every day when you show up to the job, then things tend to work out and clients tend to be happy.
Well, that's a great, it's a great answer, because it does take something special. There are a few wedding photographers out there that make themselves so miserable, and they don't look at it the same way you are. And that's the fact that every day, you know, every wedding is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. The thing that's universal, though, is building that relationship with the client and developing that level of trust. So if you look back over the last decade or so, what are some of the things you did that you wish you could either do over or do differently, or wish you had done sooner, or wish you hadn't done at all? What are some of the, I hate to call it regrets, because regrets. I don't believe a lot in regrets. I think regrets are just stepping stones or speed bumps. But so what are some of the things you wish you'd done differently?
Well, I think as a 20 something, you know, starting out, I might have been a little overly confident. And I think that I probably should have started out assisting other photographers. I think that I would have gotten my business off the ground a lot faster, and I think I would have been more successful sooner, you know, if I'd been assisting other people that I respected and that had good businesses. But I just kind of jumped in and decided, I'm just going to do this, you know. So I feel like things maybe took a slower start for me to learn a lot of the things that I learned, because I just kind of did it on my own. I wish that I had taken some workshops sooner. Some of the workshops that I've taken, foundation workshops that focuses a lot on photojournalism and some portrait stuff with an incredible photographer named Pereira from Mexico, kind of changed a lot of the way that I see the photography that I'm doing. And I really wish that I'd taken self-education and just adult extra education and going to like WPPI and things like that. I wish I'd done some of that sooner. And I think my business would have been more successful sooner, should I say.
You know, Jerry Gionis made a comment to a group once that the way photographers get started, especially in wedding photography, is all backwards. That you buy you buy your gear, and on a particular morning, you flip the switch and go, poof, you know, I'm a business owner and expected to be an artist. And his comment continued with saying, it would have been better to be, for all of us, to be second shooters. And he's talking about wedding photographers now, for everybody to be a second shooter for a year or two, so you can get your skill set down as an artist and then be able to learn the business side. Because the challenge is, all of a sudden, poof, you're expected to be an artist and a business owner and run your business. So Jerry would definitely agree with you about the comment about, you know, maybe second shooting would have given you a better foundation. But in spite of that, you have managed to develop quite a portfolio and reputation. So let's go to the other side. What are some of the best decisions, or the ones you're happiest with, that you made over the years?
I guess, you know, if we're talking monetarily and building the business, I never had any debt. I always purchase new items as I had the money in the bank, and I still operate under that. Adding on a associate photographer in the last 2 years has been huge for my business, and I waited and I waited and I waited until I found just the one perfect, incredible match, and then, you know, we did it. And then I guess, you know, Foundation Workshops was a huge game changer for me, you know, being able to see the moments and the emotional impact of images more than just, you know, pretty pictures.
Great answer. How about let's switch gears just for a second.
Because
we're able to do this podcast all thanks to Photodex. Let's talk about slideshows for a second, because one of the things I don't understand is why more photographers don't offer them as part of their product line or just as a thank you to a client. How do you utilize, what do you do with slideshows?
Slideshows, I think, are incredible for making an emotional impact. And I think when shown, like, before you get the whole gallery, you know, 600 to 800 images can be kind of overwhelming to clients. It's a way for them to sort of show, for you to sort of show them your favorites and be like, these are what I think are the most amazing images from your day. But also, you know, when set to the right music, and I usually say, you know, pop a bottle of wine or champagne, you know, sit back, enjoy this. I don't know, there's just something about moving images and music and pre-selected, curated, you know, I've considered a curated gallery by the photographer that just, you know, evokes an emotional impact and connection that looking at a gallery with 600 or 800 images all at once can't, you know.
Well, it's something that's so easy to do. I've mentioned this on other podcasts before, but I kid the crew at Photodex that I ought to be their poster child, because I'm the low tech moron of the photo industry. I do not make a living as a photographer. My passion is the business and marketing side and helping you guys helping you guys get out of the macaroni and cheese every night syndrome. Build a stronger business. And I've done slideshows with Photodex for years, and it is just such an easy concept. And now with music and then adding in hybrid and being able to mix in videos, although Photodex, I had video in a slideshow I did probably at least 10 years ago, but that gives your ability to be a storyteller. It makes it so much stronger. So let's wrap it up with one last thing. What advice would you give a new photographer just starting out today?
I think you kind of touched on it earlier, but I would say, you know, don't forget that when you're a professional photographer, that, like, when you're actually out there doing the photography is maybe about, 25-30% of what your job is. There's the meetings, there's the contracts, there's the blogging, you know, and it turns out that at the end of the day, you're a small business owner and you need to know how to use QuickBooks and you need to understand 1099s and categories and cost of goods sold. You know, you have to make sure that you're running your business in a way that's going to be profitable, because it is hard work. And if you don't feel like you are doing justice to yourself, then you're going to get burnout and resentful. And it's just really important to understand that you're a small business owner in a creative field, but don't shoot yourself in the foot and forget about all that. I would also say, you know, get some feedback from some of your peers and some of the people that you really respect about your work, or go to some workshops, because this journey is never done. The minute you get complacent and think you're good enough, or oh, I'm the best in this town or whatever, you're never going to get better. And everyone has room to get better. Even the best photographers in your town or in the US, you need to constantly be pushing yourself to create better work, better relationships, make your contracts better, make your relationship better, make your slideshows better. There's always room for improvement in photography. You know, if you're in it for this to be, really be your career and not be something that you do for 5 years and get burnt out, then you need to understand that this is just a lifelong journey of learning, and you can't let your ego get in the way. You can always be better and to find a way every year to get better.
Great answer. So wrapping it up, where should people go to find you on the internet and more of your work?
Sure. My website is just my name, coryryan.com, CoryRyan.com. And there's a link straight from there to my blog. On Instagram, it's at coryryanphotography. And you can just search Corey Ryan Photography on Facebook too.
And everybody, you'll find me at skipcohenuniversity.com and Skip Cohen on Twitter and Facebook. And definitely go check out photodex.com and especially their blog along with the Pro Show Annex on the SCU site. There's always great content to help you build your business. And Corey, thank you so much for taking the time today to join me. You had a lot of great content there and some great advice. It's been a fun podcast.
It has been a blast. Thank you so much for having me, Skip.